And I'm Blake.
Welcome to the first episode of GPSFM.
First, we have a sports report by Blake Greer. Next, we have My Day Out at the Croke Park by Nisha O'Hagan.
After that, Hannah will be telling us how much she is looking forward to the Edinburgh trip. Then we have Thomas Kuhn with the competition for this week. And I, myself, Blake Greer, will be calling out the birthday shoutouts.
And I, Lucas, will be telling you strange but true facts. And last, and certainly not least, Suzanne will be telling us some hilarious jokes. Okay. I hope you enjoy the show.
This was the football news from a few days ago. Man U lost another game due to their defence. Liverpool didn't win their game, surprisingly, same for Tottenham. Whereas Man City barely won their game with an 89th minute goal from Fernandinho, 3-2 to Man City. Arsenal-Chelsea had a good game but ended up 0-0. The top four are still Chelsea, Man City, Arsenal and Man United. Finally, Chelsea need two more wins to win this league. This was Blake Greer, goodbye.
On Sunday I went to Croke Park with my dad. The day started off with a big fight at 9 a.m. Then we clambered into the car around 10 a.m. and excitedly began our journey. Croker. We were making good time until about 10 miles north. The car started slowing down. We went from 70 to 50 and to 30. I asked if there was something wrong with the car and my dad said we better pull over and check. Then we both noticed smoke coming out from under the bonnet, and then the engine shuddered to a halt. My dad calmly rang the AA, who told us that they wouldn't be able to attend us for at least an hour. We knew that this meant that we would probably miss the game. As we waited for the AA, the motorway incident team turned up to see if they could help. They explained the situation and we explained the situation to them and they said they would wait with us to ensure we were safe. They also suggested that we ask the AA guy to bring us to the game. So when we eventually turned up, we explained that we were on our way to the game, and the AA man kindly agreed to take us to the airport as we could get a taxi. When he dropped us to the airport, we sprinted out and looked up and down for a taxi. We found a taxi driver, but unfortunately he wasn't sure of Croke Park entrances. So he dropped us off as close as he could to Cusack Stand End. We ran around the streets of Dublin. When we eventually got into it was half time. I then spotted my mates and we joined them in the crowd. Down at this stage, we're not looking too good. It was a very good match, but in the end Roscommon won. After that my dad went off to get me a burger. As he waited for the next game, Dublin versus Cork to begin at half time. Dublin were dominating Cork and some of my friends decided to leave and head home. So we watched another 20 minutes when our other friends offered us a lift. In the end, Dublin and Roscommon won, sadly. Darn, lost. But anyway, it was a good day, sort of.
My favourite parts about this trip by Hannah Agnew, P7. I can't wait to go to all the places in Edinburgh that I'm most looking forward to. Hedgefair Farm Park has amazing animals to see, from monkeys to foxes, from miniature donkeys to raccoons. There are also a range of exciting activities such as water wars, bumper boats, quad biking, trampolines and many more. Camera Obscura. Edinburgh's Camera Obscura is filled with amazing illusions such as Merrin Maze, Vortex Tunnel, Sightseeing from the Rooftop, and many more. I've been there before and it's great. Bedroom and Safari Park, from Axis Deer to Zebras, this place has it all. It is also filled with a park with amazing long sides and incredible high towers. It also includes a flying fox, which is a zip wire that goes across the river.
What is the name of the bear with a red hat? Is it A. Paddington, B. Woody, C. Yogi Bear, or D. Barney? I repeat, what is the name of the bear with a red hat? A. Paddington, B. Woody, C. Yogi Bear, or D. Barney?
These were the birthdays that have just happened and are going to happen. Brian Young in P7, Andrew Young in P6, Kenna Murray in P3, and Caitlin Thomas in P6, Ellen Taylor in P5, Reese Greer also in P5, Tyler McKibben in P5, Maya Finley in P3, Brianne Briggs in P5, Aoife Laverty in P4, Amy Patterson Skillen in C1, David Martin in C1, Laura Cook in P3 with Rihanna Masterson, Aoife Fitzsimons in C1, Gemma McAllister in P2, and Dylan Greenwood in P2 as well.
Auld Wiki, Edinburgh's nickname. Auld Wiki was not coined because of a terrible smell from the open sewers of medieval times, but instead refers to the smoke emitted by the coal and wood burnt in the city's buildings and homes. The oldest building, St. Margaret's Chapel, found within the walls of Edinburgh Castle, is the oldest building in the city. It was built in memory of Queen Margaret, who is said to have died from a broken heart after the death of her husband, King Malcolm III. It was the only building not destroyed during wars against the English in the 14th century. Mons Meg Cannon is a massive medieval supergun from the 15th century that fired solid stone cannonballs weighing 400 pounds. The cannonballs were three times the size of an average human head and fired as far as 2 miles. Mons Meg can still be found at Edinburgh Castle. A-list. Edinburgh has more listed buildings than anywhere in the world. The original zoo animal, the gannet, appears on the crest of the Royal Zoological Society of Scotland because it was the first animal to be bought by Edinburgh Zoo. It is said to have cost the zoo the princely sum of 18 pence. The elephant in the room. Whilst it is claimed that J.K. Rowling wrote the first Harry Potter book in Edinburgh's Elephant House, many reports discount this. It was in fact written partly at a different cafe called Nicholson's, now the Spoon Restaurant on Nicholson Street. It was frequented by Rowling because it was owned by her brother-in-law. The writer stayed for a time with her sister and brother-in-law when she first arrived in Edinburgh.
In a one-story house is a person, a pink cat, a pink fish, a pink computer, a pink chair, a pink tail, a pink phone, a pink shower. What colour was the stairs?
I know, what colour were the stairs?
There was none, it was a one-story house. What is the longest word in the dictionary?
I know, what is the longest word in the dictionary?
Smiles, because there's a mile between the chest.
What
did the flag say to the pole?
I know, what did the flag say to the pole?
Nothing, it just waved. Who says sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me?
I don't know. Who says sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me?
A guy who's never been hit with a dictionary.
Goodbye, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. I was Lucas.
And I was Blake.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget to enter the competition for 10 house points.
To enter, you must go to the school website.
See ya!